This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, I read from verse 19 to 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. These are the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when he left his glory from above and came and dwelt on earth, lived, suffered, and died, so that he could purchase for us salvation for our souls. So this morning, as we read the words of Christ, we want to think about the subject treasures in heaven. And okay, in some way, I can hear someone, yet if he read his scripture, like I said, Emra ofi esoba asasi so betna asasi so begre ye a owu ye se de nti no obetumi ato nkwaje ama obibiara obejinu edi na ensemo a okay ensemo hu hia pa and pese adwin ejapade ana se de sombu maye ana se ehia de a ewo eso. I know the person is doing one of the treasures in heaven. The words of the Lord of our Savior says, the Lord our Savior says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, I don't know about you, so ma yen bwagwa yen nyome hiya yen anase nyome sumbu ane jepa diye ewo asasi su. Na asasi su diye, and we go anase na chen to me say no. And na we go to me ebu fasu befa. Na momono yen bwagwa yen nyome hiya yen jepa diye ene nyome sumbu ya bono yen bwagwa no osuro. Na hodi e arebua ene na chi entumi enka no ma ense no honzo yufo entumi nko ho enko fa de ediesi ho na bebia ijapade anase de ose ade osumbuma yen anase ehia de e wo no e ho na yakoma wo. This says of Christ a general truth, and it is true, wherever you have anything precious, that's where your heart is. Sans some of Jesus so kind e dia. And your Bible friend, I have somewhere in the prayer, oh baby, I said, baby, and if I know my son will go, no ma, and here I will come out, and no ma, and here the couple last one, and no ma, and here my family, which will be here, you forgot to be a friend. But I didn't hear of Viano, who this year was Wakuma, and that's all. Now, because the same way, I have somewhere, I used to feel a strong buyer. That's so be who, yes, so bad prayer. And my one and some more kind of way. But things are not cast the way. Now, the who he am going to say, he power or cast us in history to Angasa. A very brilliant case to someone and answer Bible and Ryana, yet, and some of your bookers here. Just think about, let's say, as we are here and the president of Ghana comes here and deliver a message of warning. I'm sure all of us will be shivering, will be shaking. And I mean, even his presence will cause us some stir. But we read a lot of Christ, the words of Christ, the words of God, it doesn't move us because we don't realize who he is. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is God. He left his glory about in Philippians 2, 6 to 8, we are told that he thought it not a robbery to be equal with God. By then, he left everything. Take a form of human, I mean servant, so that he can come and accomplish the work of what? Salvation for us. Sir, any uncle Puan Casano, which I knew in Yamato, a bastard, say, Obetumia, Berry, Abaye, and Quadia Juma, everybody. And so that whoever believes in him will have that eternal life with God, who cannot lie, promised before the foundation of the world. We are told in Titus 1:2 that God promised before the foundation of the world that he will give eternal life, and that it will come through the Lord Jesus Christ, his only Son. It is therefore sinners who are guilty. It is therefore every sinner who sees himself or herself as a guilty person, who has done against the will of God, who has done against the ways of God, who have sinned, who have lived in sin, until we realize that we wouldn't see this kindness. And see who saw makes me a tibia here. So now, when the Lord Jesus Christ was on earth, since this matters of salvation, since this matters of eternal life are so important, he makes sure that he warned us so that all the things that could become obstacles for anybody, so that many will be denied themselves of this eternal life, which he came to bless us with, we might prevent them so that it wouldn't become an obstacle in our way. The oye and he said, "Sa dangwe oba as you say obe ye obe obe wu ne ye tanki." Or pemre to us say, "A new man be usi akwai mo bi biara." Sa achedi ya ayenche ubodi mai. A wu bi akwai mo no. Ni pabe tumi ehun ni won wo yesi nche na en si ne kwan e ma sa dan kwan ene nshawe no anhwe obi. So he took his time. So many times the Bible just like warning people, even those who claim to know him, he will be telling them, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." Omo kran ko no a omo ka che so o imagine din o say o ko so ma se mu na me me shi afu ankasa. And even those who are following him, you could ask them, "What do you think of me?" Then I'm going to family home. To even his own disciples, he was asking them, "What do you think people say that I am?" All to let them know and realize who he actually is. Because he came as a human being. So they saw him as a man. If so, there's a tendency that they will be deceived to just see, "Oh, he's a man, and I mean, he's good, and he can do good things." So always, he made sure for people to realize what he came to do, and the hindrances that were around us. And so, Obomode said, "And you might be a busy nipa kwai masa down kwam and then kwaje nipa ntumi hu ewo ni mu na onbeje no opemre bo nipa kokko emre ene emre nya nipa ebre bo e ka je so imagine it no ka te om say se mutwa so ma se mu dia na mu ebesu afo e ono ade sun afo ko bi so om say den na mu fu say nipa ka se mete e ni nya na ofese omo mu hu di ese oba asase so if you say emre ebre no oya o wade e oya do enti ugru ho nipa beje so sa nyoma enye fi ni ho e nipa sonko nipa omafo men do ko so mu hu say oya ko ne ba oba asase so e de nkwaje ho se mu aba say nipa be hu be simo ne yakopo be ka bo na nipa twi ni mo bi bone me hu yakopo se de yakopo ti e ti yakopo o ye konkro a ade bonye ko beje ni dachi no maji atembu fi ni ho. And one of these obstacles which he spoke much about was the love for an accumulation of things of this world. And nyoma okekabi odi bo koko bebe no baako a odi okaye edo a nipa woma ewiase nyoma ene ahokeka nipa woma ewiase nyoma mu ene mesimo. And also how the people perceive things of the world, that when they have it, they are secure. The false hope of security in the things of this world. That's what he tried to let us see. One of the obstacles. Same as my new partner said, so we are seeing your mother do. Now, sir, we are seeing your mother be onya, obenya asunge, obenya hotoswa. And so, in the sense idea, we are hotoswa and so. You grab your new, sir, in hotoswa, and I say, and it's a and I say, if I saw you was on your memo. And the open rebellion, sir, obey church of dance the same way. Why did he take his time to tell us about being careful with the things of this world as it blinds people from seeing who he is? It is by this temporal thing that Satan tempts people with, so that they spend all their time, their mind, their soul and body for in this world. And yes, sir, we have seen your reign of unstandard and if I'm a department at Nekra, Nadrin, Nehunam, Nimra, when you see yourself, sign your reign, I mean, and I'm also great, and I'm one of Tommy. And you're going to stand that day. It is good to pay members of money people who stand that day with it. And that day, you know, great. And so we need to argue. And we need to argue. So if you will think and feel that life depends on these temporal things, it blinds you to seek forgiveness for your sins, which the Lord Jesus Christ came to die for. You will never see it. You hear about it. It will be in your mind. You seem to even try to understand it, but you will never give yourself, you will never think that that is so important for you. It will be a normal thing for you, and you go on with your life. And you'll be careless about your own heart, which has to be changed by God. All of us, our hearts have to be changed. Our minds have to be changed. Sin has affected our hearts and minds. That's why we live as sinners. That's why we love to sin. That's why we like to think about sin. Pride, hatred, lust, whatever, envy is in our heart, it's in our mind. It's like a disease. Until God changes our heart, these things cannot be taken away. And if we have these things in us, we are guilty. We are guilty. And we will die and go to hell. We are doomed for punishment. And God has to change our heart. And also makes us to be able to love Him and fear Him and submit to Him. People seem to submit to God, but it is not, many people seem to submit. It's not true. Until we have really given all ourselves, all our minds, and all our heart to Him, we do submit to Him. We do partial submission. God doesn't want that. And so, to be sure that when this life ends, God has a better, happy, and lasting thing for you, that is what we have to look for. Sir, Abrabo, I only said, a trust for CCIA. Yanko Pon, a war, no ma, a manager, I watch a chassis, happy ball, and my cry, and not see a dream. Lord Jesus Christ once in the same chapter, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he said that, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I said, you share a rade, you have to him, you know, and in the training, Nasan Yomaya, who we have seen here, or not, I never count. But what do? People go for things, and then they think that they can get them, and after come and seek for God. People want money. They think that when they get money, they can worship God. No. People want position. They think that when they have position, they can worship God. Well. People want higher education. They think that when they have higher education, they can worship God. Well. No. He says that, seek me first. Seek my forgiveness for you. Seek the righteousness which Christ came to preach. So, me born in Pache, we use Christ. So, we are Calvary, no. Say, I'm sure the Moja Guya, and no. So do J the 2 I don't mow down for no fish no for any kind. Now mean first one says how no children, the academy, we are seeing your mother, I want your for gra and for tons your grammar. And so you probably bring no if you said we are seeing your mind never mean I did that. So now thinking further on our text of chapter 6, verse 19 down. It says, I lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt. And where thieves break through and steal. So we shall consider four treasures on earth. Let us see how it is. Treasures or wealth in olden times included clothes and assorted dresses, as well as gold, silver, gems, lands, and certain kinds of foods. So somebody in the olden times, they said the treasure house, maybe where they have maybe a treasure house for a city. They have that's the warehouse where they store all things. They can say, baby, I see Japadi and I say, Hiadiano, and I say, Hiadiano Japadiano, Titano, Naya, baby, I almost see a new master in Tadi and Hiomo, and they say, a good year, and I be a baby. In Bianipi, and I said, almost as you do are, who hear of a and only I did a normal friend said, Japadia, and I said, if you had your own mind. And she said, yeah, we'll be crying, but Buffumo are not at an end of what you said, I didn't hear. And then in the cry, sign your mind, starting at the before what you said, in your own, and here the people will die for these things. So, the treasures in this context means that an abundance of everything that is held to contribute comfort or honor for this life. So I did be a oh yes one you puff says unya and I saw wa not so to me and baby but a ma unya was as you so and I said mama the brown one and how many in the agenda and yet I had the Japan amount. I did be out who said unya for to I mean Bema when you was at you a Japan amount. So it varies. Some people want other things others keep on that. So whatever it is that you think in this life that will make you happy or comforted in this life, it's your treasure. I did be a sumo book, it was as easy, and only with Japadia, I come out to me. And what do people treasure today? I did not go for a sumo for going there. What are some of the things everyone wants to have in abundance today? I'm sure we know. What are some of the things? And thinking that when they have enough of these things, they will be happy. And then, the pioneer as I see it this week, the pioneer says, "Me nyasa nyomo ebe breba." And I said, "Me first half pioneer said, me we was out a queen ebe breba. Ebe ma me want to go as I see so." I'm sure the main thing, I mean, people, people will die for money. Is the first tika any kind tika nya nipa if we say sombo. And also, it can be a school call. And also, an idea of some. And also, we are aware of our mobile and also to America. And I mean, athletic skill. I mean, God gives money nowadays. And as a intelligence, or what Nyan San ADB, power, or to me, fail. So, we are with that. We are, we can even know, lands and properties, and everything. I mean, many other things. And these are what we value today. People will die for these things. They will live all their life to acquire these things. Money, education, athletic skills, intelligence, power, fame, lands, properties. These people will die for. But you know, it is not acquisition of these things that Christ speaks against. With the exception of fame and power, which Christ never wants us to desire for. Because it will destroy anyone who has it. But is the setting of the heart upon and the mind on any of these things as if our life depends on it and I will give all our time and energy for them, despising the concerns for our souls. And yes, sir, Abia, yes, we saw Katamia, my Pisca, was at this, Dabby, the Bidena party, the Bidena transit. On Katamia and go school, Dabby, on Katamaya, Yanyan, and I said, Yanyan, you might be here and you might be the Yan Naoka. The people here, the craft and cast the hand or the action chair. And I used to a cafeteria. It's the love for these things and the energy we give to them that at the end we despise what concerns us. So that's what Christ is talking about as what? Treasures. Things that people lay out for themselves where they may rest themselves on, thinking it's comfort. So when anyone sets him or herself on this thing, it's like it's made that person like a fisherman looking for fish in the Arabian desert. Does that make sense? Obia ochinam onam esrefu so kwenye nam. Tana nipa ibreye. Nipa fusi sasa obenya hutozo wata iya tika eniomemu aji sasa Obi or couple so and I'm desert to so I'm not open now. It doesn't, and that's what we are doing. That's what all who think that having money, having things will give comfort, so that they despise their own soul salvation. They give themselves to it. They wake up with that mind, as if their life depends on that. This is what it's like looking for a fisherman fishing, looking for fish in the Arabian desert. Why? Because your hope for peace and comfort in the things of this world will make you anxious for them. So what do you mean when it does not show a reality in your mind? So, remember, And then, as I said, you become careless about your soul. Now, they will cry, no, and why drink any dream? And so, can you hear? In Matthew 16:26, the Lord Jesus Christ told us the same warning. What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And then now when you answer, when you ask your man, the officer, when you are general, when you answer, will cry and quite general, when you are, but over now, and then I'll be a son of God. So he warns several times about what? People putting their hopes on things so that they lose the salvation. And some of these people might be going to church. Some of these people might be somehow praying, going to prayer places, have a kind of religion, but their heart is on the things. So it's not about those who don't go to church. No. It's about anyone. Somebody might be in church and yet he loves his money. And he thinks that when he has troubles, his money that can relieve him. So though he's in church, at least he's giving to Caesar, what belongs to Caesar. But his life is what he chase after money. So it's not about those who doesn't have any religion. It is those that Christ was speaking to were those who were following him. They were religious people. They were not atheists. They were not those who said there is no God. They were those who said God has come. They are following him. And yet he was warning them about how chasing after things will destroy their soul. Whatever good you derive from things on earth is for the body. Ask yourself, money, what does money do to us? To help us live. What does property to help us live on this earth? The soul doesn't need those things. The soul is great. The body and everything we want to acquire, the knowledge, whatever, is for this body. When we die, you leave them here. We don't carry anything beyond the grave. It's for the body. All these things. And you know my your power as in your name. So all these things we do, what that we draw from earthly things are for the body. It doesn't help in the matters of our salvation. It doesn't help in the matter of finding God's mercy for sin. It doesn't show us how to prepare against the day of judgment. If we ask Sika, Ahunya, and Asunfasoyano, and Shreya, and you may find what you are. And Sansu, and Shreya, who are better to me, who are more grown, who are my money. And Sansu, and Shreya, how better to me, yes, and who are my dad, the Muda River. No! It doesn't tell us. It doesn't lead us. It doesn't even give us opportunity to think about these things when we give ourselves into them. It rather makes us think that almost life. It's like animal, our life is like animal. We die and that is all. That is what it does. So Christ said, lay not out for yourself treasures upon earth. Simply don't build your peace and security on earthly things. That's what he's saying. Your comfort, your life, you don't build on earthly things. They are temporal, but you have an immortal soul. That's what he's trying to tell us. Lay not out for yourself treasures upon earth. You are not just a body, you are a living soul. So don't worry yourself much about things on earth. So the happiness and peace of the soul can never be secured by temporal things. It might be secured by everlasting things. Things that will go beyond the grave. It is a crown in the Virginia, near Neoma, in Yano, as I see, you are easy. Or say, Neoma, you are dear, but to us, and don't have to me out a mark or crowd of any idea. So think about living maybe how many years can we live? 100 years, okay. The soul will live for eternity. The body will live just, let's say this, and it will die. Yes, I don't have resurrection to be resurrected, but at least our temporary existence just for a few days. But eternity is without end. Think of the two. Which one will you want to sacrifice for? Say, you better not see happy ball. You cry, you better not see happy ball. And then, as I see, you are better not see a cry, you know. A movie, they are here now, open set, or don't go to home. So think. Either living for this present life and the things we can have, or thinking about how we can have forgiveness from God, how we can enjoy His presence, how we can know Him as our Heavenly Father, how we can be sure of eternity and come to Lord Jesus Christ, confessing our sins, making sure that our sins are forgiven us, and we have a changed heart, we have a changed mind, we have the new nature which will last for eternity, and what we have to enjoy at present time. Think about that. Which one is most important? So Christ, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth. He knows we are immortal souls. We have mortal souls. We are not just bodies. That's why He's telling us. So my next thing is that reasons against making earthly treasures your happiness, reasons against making earthly treasures your happiness and security. And we are a kutia, so Obama, we are seeing your Mayo, and Niji, and maybe our hunter swarm. This question is some kind of silence here. Part a treasure on my reason, on my I've been here, said, if we are seeing your Mayo, we need that swarm. First, he said that earthly things, he said, where moth and rust doth corrupt. Last part, a portion of the verse 19. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt. I say, in fact, we just idea into us that so now that since we did, moth is a small insect that is very close and dresses. Rust is a chemical reaction which corrodes or eats metal, as we all know. When you have iron rods at the place for a time, you see that it becomes brownish, arenatin, then for years it will be well off, then it is gone. That's how earthly things are. That's what Christ is telling us. So, when moth and rust doth corrupt, he meant that earthly treasures are subject to decay and depreciation. That's what he's trying to tell us. They deteriorate with time and decline in value. With time, it deteriorates and also decline in value. Actually, they become waste and worthless, either with usage or time. Anything in this world, used for a long time, used for some time, it becomes wasteful. Anything you have to replace it. That's what it is. It's worthless with usage. If you like, you visit a scrapyard and you see maybe once the most expensive car in town. 10 years, 20 years, go and see what has happened to that car. And you see that what Christ is saying is true. And not only that, many other things goes that way. Look at even our currency now. What has happened to our currency? If somebody stored a whole house of our current money, now, mostly, about half of it have become worthless by now. Even more than half have become worthless by now. And yet, this is maybe what somebody labored all his life for, despising God, his salvation for himself. I read that when pineapple was first introduced into England, it became a symbol of wealth and luxury. I think in the 17th century or so. They said that King Charles II of England once used it as part of his opportunity for public relations. So that if you want to have anything to do with him, maybe the connection must come through pineapple. And I read that people can even hold it and walk with it as a show of luxury in London those days. Pineapple. Because it was rare, and they like the fruit. But what is findable now? What is the value findable today? I mean, it's worthless. You see, but at that time, it was the most expensive thing to have in England. I think it came down into the time of Margaret Thatcher. Yes, it's rent. I mean, I think there are cathedrals in England that they have a symbol of pineapple on it, showing how important it was. Even today, the symbols are there. But today, what is pineapple? You see, when Christ said that, where moth and rust go from, this is what he meant. Whatever is valuable once, one day devalue, even in our own time, before we die. Knowledge also. You know, new studies come, old ones become archaic. How can knowledge 10 years ago about some field? If you apply them, they will tell you, no, you have to update yourself. And today of modern technology, every week, every day, you have to update whatever information you have. And we call these ones things we can rest our hopes on. Things that we can die for. Things that in a few seconds, it's gone. I read last week that there's a billionaire, I think the highest billionaire in Asia. Sometimes he has lost over 90 billion of his money within a short time, and now he's crashing. He's at the most, I mean, I think he has come totally down. He was the richest person in Asia. He's an Indian man. I think it has increased 110 billion. He has lost them within less than a month. And every day his kingdom is crashing. That is what Christ is telling us. Whatever this world gives doesn't actually give us peace. And I'm sure if you are this man, what will be going through your life? All the hopes you are building as an empire, what will go through your life? And the second thought, it doesn't only waste with time and usage. He said, and where thieves break through and steal, meaning earthly things are insecure. We can't protect what we have. No matter how a house is protected, thieves can break through and steal. If you have read the history of bank robberies, you understand this. Even they with a very proper security, people break through and take their gold, their whatever. People can dig underground and blindness of those who are keeping the security, they steal it away. Where there are more, there's presence of armor security, so people break through and steal. So you see that what Christ is saying is true. So the reason the Lord just gave to warn us against earthly things must be considered seriously by everyone. Every one of us must consider it with serious thought. Since you know that even believers sometimes have been fooled, sometimes deceived, to think somehow that acquisition of worldly things can give us some peace and happiness. It is false. It is a lie from Satan. You know, Satan tempted the Lord Jesus Christ with the same lie in his temptation, Matthew chapter 4. In verse 8 to 9, one of the temptations, again, the devil taketh the Lord Jesus Christ him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. He came and tempted the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be careful that the devil is powerful, that he was willing to be the temple of Jesus Christ with the things of the world, so that he will have what? Him. And many people today are deceived, but they have to believe this lie from Satan. People believe it, and yet people are not saying with their mouth that I'm chasing the things of the world. But the things of heart, things of mind can never be seen. But their bent of life and their decisions and the things they love will show you. Many have become slaves to work and money, thinking only for here and now. Unknown to such people, they are captives of Satan. This is where Satan is captivating others. And the sad thing is that nowadays, charismatic teachings don't make people to see this. They make people to, he's chasing money, he's chasing businesses, but his concern should be the demons in his family or his ancestors. That's what they make people to think. Why people should think that giving ourselves for the world is rather Satan's temptation or Satan's lie to steal our souls. No, their teaching is that you go ahead with your life, but be careful with Abefo Ofie. But the Bible teaches us that it's not those things that Satan used to tempt us. It's the love of worldly things. If we are in your mind, dear do Aman, and no near your house, and no nebetumi amaya ko obu samdo, and no nebetumi amani pa ashre imwajia a woman. ɛno ɛna ɛbɛma nipa ɛhwɛ yankopɔn saa kasɔn fifɔ nsɛm so wona nana ɛyɛ wapa ɛma nipa yi na adwene fi sɛ nakoma da wiase so nakoma ɔdnadwene si hɔ ama wiase nnoɔma ɛno abaabo no ɛbɔ yɛ kɔkɔfa ho no daabi ɛno deɛ ho nyia kɔ so pɛ wo sika kɔ so pɛ wo din na mmom deɛ ɔmo ka deɛ ɔsɛ ɔyɛ kɛfoa ne sɛ hwɛ na sisi wɔ ti so that ɛfi abɛmfo no mu ɛmɛha wadwe It's not Bible. It's foolishness. The devil is tempting us with the love of the things of the world, so that we will not love the things of Christ. We will not love the things of God and our souls. So Christ gave us an exhortation to seek rather heavenly things. And he said that, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. That is reserved for yourself spiritual and eternal things. These are the things you have to keep in store. These are the things you have to look out for. Despise whatever you may get in this world. Lest you have to live your life, you have to work, you have to get money, you have to get properties. It's okay, but don't let those things be your hope. It's worthless. But what? Reserve for yourself spiritual things, eternal things. So for any person to think of happiness and comfort in this life, must be the one who has made provision for the world to come. Near away to me as I walk as I want on any age or when it is your near away to in who are. The actual reality of a banner, or when it is so. So, when it is so, you have to go on a banner. Because that's as the best seller, as soon as the best seller. We need that also of a Kumubia, a moon ninja. A man will ninja to say what you mean, make sure of it. Or opportunity. Treasures in heaven are free gifts of eternal life and blessings of grace. Japan, what's wrong here? I charge you a demo. Ah, yeah, down one. Any other more, and she fear doom. And only no more between your heaven. In 1 Corinthians 1:30, we are told, but of him are ye in Christ, that is of God, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. These are the blessings. The wisdom to know God, to know your state as a sinner, to know that we have sinned against God. And to know God as who he is, holy, who must punish everything. And that we come to him, asking for mercy. This is wisdom. You see, this wisdom. And that Christ has come to give himself on the cross of Calvary. That he, being God, gave up his glory to come and be a servant. This is the wisdom. And of righteousness, to have that faith to make us stand right before God. And of sanctification, Stephen Yesu, which me and my adult Abraham White. Ah, if a cost what you ask, if you say, or my book, I don't know, or we are more at no phone call. Stephen Yes House to see a better draw, say a better master or training him. And redemption, say, even your Jeffy Bonnie. These are the things that we seek for. These are the things that make give up treasures in heaven. Stephen Yes Star and your main or dear Cheney, and I want here. Any adjuni answer don't say, Sam your men who hear you. These are the things. You see what? But of him are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us. Christ is made unto us wisdom. It's in Christ we can have this. It's only Christ. That's why we say he's our prophet, priest and king. The prophetic work of Christ was to reveal to us the truth of God, how man stands before God, and how he came as God to come and secure salvation for us. Until we understand and believe on this and give ourselves to him, we don't know God. That's why I said that anytime we let the other people, what do people think I am? Then I go, what do you say, because you know people will be thinking, oh, he's a good man. He's a prophet. I mean, he tells us great things. But their mind will be taken from the fact that he came as a savior and that they have to come and receive him as such. So treasures in heaven are free gifts of eternal life and blessings of grace. They are free. When God gives to all sinners who are reconciled to him, every one of us in our state of sin, we are enemies to God because we hate him. We don't love God. We don't love him. We may try to put up a show that we love. We don't love him in reality because we are going our own way. His ways are different. So those who repent of sin and are reconciled to him, to the once for all sacrifice of Christ on the cross, those who repent of sin, who come to him to ask for mercy, because If you say, yeah, I had one year for, yeah, I'm going to go out and write here one. In Romans 5, 10, we are talking, for if when we were enemies, talking about believers, and everyone who is unbeliever, who has not rested his hope of salvation with Christ, is an enemy of God. So he said, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Salvation, eternal life, is by the life of Christ he gave. And our hope in it, repenting, forsaking all that hold us, to give our heart to him. When we realize this, this is salvation. From death, this is it. So we don't come with anything. We come to Christ for these things. So simply, it is all spiritual and eternal blessing that God gives to the sinner who repents of sin and asks for forgiveness through by faith in Christ. Any sinner who repents of sin and through faith come, pleading, asking, or Bible saying, I hope Paul said, yes, Christian, we are not going to be born in channel. Now, Professor Sakanagi, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, that's what people must know, that salvation is the gift of God. And who gives the gift? The receiver or the giver? And people think that when I come, when I am able to believe, as if I mean, I'm part of my salvation. No, it's a gift you have to receive. So people think that they are part of salvation, so they don't think of making sure that they receive that gift. How can you have a gift of somebody and you think you are part of the the one who is giving the gift? It's never true. It's a free gift of God. So treasures in heaven must be prayed for and sought for from God who gives. No one can obtain it by his own works, since we are all sinners. So being over to me, I will be when I read that, I remember people were writing about maybe being good and other things, and maybe being kind to others. These are treasures in heaven. It's never treasures in heaven. God never, even believers' goodness doesn't give us anything in heaven. In heaven, what we will have there is the crown of life. All our works are, the child in the house paid any reward? No. When we become God's children, we are just his children, we are servants. We don't have anything in heaven. All that we have is Christ or nothing. So if you don't have Christ, you have nothing in heaven. So if you don't have Christ, you don't have heaven. All that believers will have in heaven is only Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. And so people say, oh, hey, Papa, or hey, not Jacob, no, that, heaven. So we see good works are not treasures in heaven. Because how can good works be in heaven? In Isaiah, we are told that all our good works are filthy rags. And you might have been here to my movie. And how can that, I mean, filthy thing be in the presence of the Most Holy God? It can never be. So we have to come to the Lord. We have to come to God and ask for these things. So to be born again, to receive a changed heart and a new life, must be given to us by God. You can be sure if your treasures are in heaven, because the Lord told us. We can be sure. People think that we cannot be sure of being in heaven. We can be sure. For Christ told us in verse 21 of the chapter 3, verse 21 says that, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if my heart is in heaven, if my heart is on spiritual things, I know I'm a candidate of heaven. If my heart are on things of earth, I'm sure, you should be sure that you are not a candidate of heaven. So we don't deceive ourselves. Whether you go to heaven or not, he says that where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. If Christ is yours, he's in heaven. That's where when I wake up, even before I ask or do anything, he is the one who actuates me. Or not in the other, I'm arguing in Makuma. But if you say, my brother wouldn't hear me, you may hear me to Christ. And Christ is here. Other things are important to me than Christ. We can be sure, because where our mind, our heart, our thinking, our desire goes, that's where our treasures are. So if your treasures are in heaven, then your mindset and pursuit of your life will show. This is because oh, me dey me Christ only. I can never go. Now here the Bible can offer Christ only. Say heaven, the crown is hiano. Say yangu pon same hiano. In Bible hiano. Say we must say yangu pon is the money actually hiano. I don't know. Cause then I will heaven. are your anxieties about how you want May 7? Is that what you are thinking about? Your fear. We sure our brother Mr. Nisma, hey, heaven and better measure it. And now I say, we sure our brother Mr. Many of you are seeing your man. I'm a shreya. And then we are seeing you. We are seeing you. And then we sure only day. So by three, we are seeing your man. So by three, just which one are your anxieties? We sure only say, you are by three, we are seeing your man. And so by three, just which one? That this one determines if your heart rejoices in heaven. That if I will lose worldly things, worldly companions, worldly brother, money, whatever, let me have Christ. If your heart is not like that, your treasure is not in heaven. If you wish to maintain your friends with the sinner, with your friends in sin, the things of the world and everything, then your heart is not in heaven. Heaven is Christ. Christ died for sinners, and Christ will make sure that those who have him are also despising that which he doesn't like. And what are your hopes and trusts? Are they in God on things? And if one are rich, if trouble comes, where do you tend? Do you tend to your money or tend to God first? When you have and you want to undertake issues, there's a project or things like that, whom do you go to first? Do you think of your money first or of God? These are the things. Or you just wake up, oh, it's mine, I move on. Is God the one who detects for you, or you detect the absent blessing? This will determine where your heart is. In what things do you draw your enjoyment, peace, and comfort? And you're my pain, Muna, which has as you so. We need you, or someday, and then to be. And you're my pain, Muna, we need you. Is it the worldly things that makes you happy? Then, where is your treasure? God or possessions? And when it comes to happiness, is it worldly music that makes you happy? Is it the foolish thing people say that makes you happy? Then your treasures are not in heaven. In heaven, there's no foolishness. In heaven, there's no. So God saves us to prepare us. So when we are saved, He gives us the grace to hate everything that He hates. Before, we will be loving everything that He hates. So we begin to put them off so that we are sure of our treasure in heaven. We are sure that Christ is really sanctifying us. So friends, to come to a conclusion, the wisest thing for anybody to do is to secure treasures in heaven, to be sure that my heart and my mind, everything that I have is in heaven. All that I rest my hope is in heaven. God has Christ said, heaven is a place where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. So when you give your soul to the Lord Jesus Christ for safekeeping, you will have done the most wisest investment in your lifetime. So the Ukrama is used to not so this year was from our Wakuma and then Waku Green with the manual. And then idea which may see us was also power we are seeing. Because there nothing can corrupt or destroy a mind that is renewed and cleansed from sin by Christ's blood. Akumani Adrian Yahoo asked the Iskusum with that to me and said it be unto me and put on the view, because the blood of Christ is strong. It's the only thing that can cleanse us from sin. A heart that is converted and submitted to the will of God. Akuma, Yasusa, na adine ne pe ne re ashin akupon ne pe eni na ne mrasilo. The being to me is that Akuma. Nothing can stand against the heart that depend on the word of God. Nothing can tempt him. Remember when Satan tempted Lord Jesus, he said that it is written. It is written. It is written. It's the word of God. He cannot overcome him, for the word of God is with him. A soul that is born again from heaven. When one is born again, nothing can take that one away. Nothing. In 1 Peter 1:23, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So those who think that I can be saved today and lose my salvation, they don't know what salvation is. And they have not experienced salvation. It's a treasure in heaven. It's an eternal life. How can I have eternal life and lose it? Ask yourself. Those who think that when Christ saves anyone, well, they are hypocrites, quit their life because they are not saved. But if a true person is saved, how can I have eternal life and lose eternal life? There's no contradiction to what the Bible says. God is God of truth. He gives eternal life, and eternal life is forever. He doesn't take back what he has given as eternal life. If we don't have it, we don't have it. But if we have it, it will be kept to eternity. So nothing can also rob a soul, a safe soul, heaven. Remember what Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:38-39. He said that, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." It is the love of God that gives us this eternal life, and nothing can separate us from it. He mentions a lot of things. There's no time to go through. There's a thing, horrible thing that they can take away a soul that is saved. So friends, are your treasures in heaven? That's my last question to you. If you can see that your mindset, your heart desires, and pursuit of life are aimed at here and now, then you have stored your treasures on earth. So it will decay, it will be destroyed, and you lose your soul at the end of life. Friends, the best thing is to seek for lasting treasures for your soul. The only thing is to come to Jesus Christ. Because he was whatever was willing to come to become poor so that we become rich in heaven. People also said that Christ became poor so that we become rich. So that we become rich people in the world. No, riches in heaven, riches of eternal life for our soul. This is what the Bible says. He became poor so that we can have his riches. What was Christ having before he came? It was heavenly riches, not earthly riches. So he became poor so that we can also obtain eternal life, which is in heaven. That is what the Bible says. So people are deceived. They say, Christ became poor. So I become, Christian, when I become a Christian, the next thing is to become rich person, become the most famous person in this world. No. He became poor so that we can have eternal life and treasures in heaven. So friend, if you don't have your treasures in heaven, you begin by repenting of sin, coming to the Lord and asking him, telling him what you have done with your life and pleading that he will help you to repent and to have your faith resting in Lord Jesus Christ. This is where we have forgiveness, and this is where treasures in heaven begin. It begins by repentance and faith in our dear Lord and So may the Lord help each one of us. Now who come boy? No, we be around here. Now bravo. My head fan and the japa dear one. Now head fan. So we need an American. I have been sacra. We buy a million rand share or one of some for one inch. Now on first we go just enter. No more. I bring a japa dear. I wash you. And no name. Quite dear. Any down one. So the one of the child. The mouth down one. Let's.